Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion about the hope to which we've been called. That's the big discussion, and under the umbrella of talking about the hope we have because we know Jesus, we've for a few weeks been specifically focusing on the anxiety and fear that many are experiencing right now due to the unrest in our country and the political turmoil that's going on. Like I say, this discussion is part of a larger discussion we're having on the importance of knowing the hope to which God has called us. We're making the point that we can deal with the fear and anxiety generated by what's going on around us by looking at it in terms of the big picture or the overall plan of God. We've said this numerous times. It's not what you see. It's how you see what you see. Everywhere I look, people are afraid. People are angry. People are stirred up. And for a Christian, that ought not be. I'm not saying we deny there are issues, serious issues, in our country and in the world, because there are. But if you can learn how to look at them from the perspective of God's Word, it will give you hope in the midst of it. And we talk a lot about understanding the big picture on this broadcast, because that's the starting point for every subject in Christendom, if I can say it that way. Every topic that the Bible addresses somehow fits under the umbrella of the overall plan of God. God has called us into His plan, and that gives us hope. In eternity past, God devised a plan to have a family with whom He can live forever. He created men and women to become His sons and daughters, and He made earth to be home for Himself and His family. But as we've pointed out, the Scripture makes it clear both the human race and the family home have been altered by sin. Redemption is God's plan to undo the damage done by sin and fulfill His plan to have a family on earth. Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago to pay the price for sin, so sinners can be transformed into righteous sons and daughters of God through faith in Him and His sacrifice. Jesus is going to come again soon to restore the family home, this earth, by cleansing it of every trace of corruption and death and establishing the visible kingdom of God on this earth. Now, I realize I didn't read any verses right there, but that's because we've discussed all this in quite a bit of detail over the last, actually, couple of months now. I want to add to our discussion this week. We want to talk about the connection between fear and death and the hope that we can have in the face of death, which helps remove the fear. Got a lot to talk about, but that's where we're headed. Now, we've made the point that the Bible says that the years leading up to the Lord's return will be increasingly challenging for a number of reasons. And it also describes world conditions at the time of the Lord's return. And much of the chaos and the turmoil, not just in our own country, but around the world, the whole world is experiencing the whole world is experiencing the same kinds of things we're experiencing. It may express itself differently, but the root is the same. We're seeing the increasingly challenging times coming on the earth, and we're also seeing the world conditions that will be present when Jesus returns setting up. Now, those are whole lessons for another day, but my point for right now is this is hard to watch. Everybody who's listening, I think, can agree with that. It's hard to watch all this. And the fact is, it's going to become more and more challenging to deal with and to live with, not just to watch, but the turmoil is going to increasingly affect our lives. We're going to see increasing lawlessness, injustice, immorality, and unrighteousness. All of those traits are ramping up as the Bible said they would before the Lord's return. And our lives are going to be increasingly affected by decisions and actions of people with reprobate minds. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 22, or 32, I'm sorry, 21 through 32, describe a downward spiral that men take when they reject God as their creator, as their savior, as the one to whom they have a moral responsibility. And the end of that downward spiral is a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is a mind that is unable to make decisions in its own best interest. We're seeing that all over the place. And people are in high positions that affect our lives. But because they've abandoned God, their decisions are reprobate. We look at it and we go, how can they not know that's a ridiculous decision? Well, their mind has become reprobate. They no longer are able to make decisions that are in their own best interest. As we said, it's not what you see, it's how you see what you see. In Luke chapter 21, verses 26 through 28, in the context of the difficult times coming on the earth just prior to his return, the Lord Jesus Christ said, some will be so afraid their hearts will fail them, yet others will be elated in joyous expectation. That's how Jesus wants his followers to be, elated in joyous expectation, because we know the culmination of the plan of God is about to occur, and that gives hope in the midst of the chaos. Now, much of the angst that everybody is feeling is coming out of the political turmoil in our own country. I don't know that I'm a history teacher and I taught American history. I don't believe there's ever been a time in American history when everything was so polarized. One point of view and another point of view, those point of views see the other guy and his beliefs as catastrophic and potentially ending life as we know it, which produces fear and anger. Their guy got in, so their programs will end society as we know it. Our guy didn't get in, so society as we know it is going to collapse because we can't get our programs enacted. And there's deadlock. No progress is made one way or the other. Now, at the root of, well, let me say this before I say that. And all this is making anybody who has any powers of observation at all afraid. You can see this isn't going to end well. But at the root of all fear is the belief that something's coming against us that's bigger than the power and the resources available to us. But for a Christian, nothing can come against us that's bigger than God, even if the wrong person is in office, even if the wrong party is running the country, even if your particular social program has not been enacted, it's not bigger than God. Now, I'm not being condescending here. I'm not being trite. That's the truth. Nothing can come against us that's bigger than God. The biggest something that can come against a human being is death. I think we'd all agree with that because there's absolutely no answer for it. There's no undoing it. Death is the biggest gun. And fear of death is at the root of most of our other fears. Fear of death is really at the root of the fear of a bad economy or the wrong candidate in office. You might say, well, how can you say that? Well, if the economy's bad and we have no jobs, we'll have no food or shelter and we'll die. If the wrong candidate is in office, they won't handle foreign affairs properly, our domestic issues properly. We could be attacked by another country, terrorism, race through the country, and we could be blown up or executed or die. If you think about it, the fear of death is at the root of a lot of our fears. So this week, what I want to look at is the connection between fear and death, and then add hope into that to help us deal with the anxiety that's being produced by the developing circumstances in our nation and in the world. Now, we first need to state some facts about death. Death is a universal problem that has plagued mankind since the beginning of time. Everybody dies. The only question is when and how. Everybody dies. The only question is when and how. People die not because it's God's will or plan, but because of Adam's sin. God did not make us to die. That's not our created purpose. Remember, after Adam sinned, God came and spoke to Adam, Eve, and the serpent and told them the consequences of what they had done. Let me just read one verse. This is Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. God said to Adam, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Death, physical death, the death of the body, is in the world because of Adam's sin. Adam disobeyed God, and as the head of the human race and the first steward of the earth, his actions affected both the family and the family home. Mankind and the earth were infused with death. Romans 5:12 says, "When Adam sinned, sin entered the entire human race. His sin spread death throughout all the world, so that everything began to grow old and die." Death caused by sin is the root problem in the world. Now, I could do a whole lesson on this, but death takes many forms. We think of death as the body dying, and that's the big gun. Don't get me wrong. But poverty, injustice, lawlessness, famine, plague, natural disasters, those are all manifestations of death. Deuteronomy 28 makes that clear. That's the chapter that talks about you'll be blessed if you obey and you'll be cursed if you disobey. The curse or consequence of sin, if you read from verse 15 to verse 64, you'll find listed every ill that ails the human race. See, that's why there's no fix in the world. No political party can get to the root issue, which is sin. Only God can. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.